Ag is still ag, according to Commissioner Doug Atchley, who stood by his comments from more than a year ago when the commissioners originally approved chicken houses on Powell and Redlands mesas. In Monday's brief meeting, Commissioner Olin Lund addressed the 4 points the judge had determined were lacking in evidence from their decision last year. Lund says the commissioners took all the new evidence from September's hearing into consideration in making their new decision.
We've asked numerous questions of staff, commissioned further studies to be done, and in general done extensive due diligence with all of the submitted evidence.
Lund says that there was conflicting evidence on both compatibility with the neighborhood and the henhouse's effect on property values. He says the county staff conducted 9 inspections of Western Slope Lairs, the already operational henhouse on Powell Mesa, between April and August. And Lund says those inspections demonstrate both that the henhouse is in compliance with the county's conditions and that the county staff is capable of enforcing those conditions. As to the air study the county commissioned, Lund says it didn't show anything particularly egregious.
They assured us that there's nothing there that wouldn't be there from a typical agricultural operation. It's basically living in the rural lifestyle. That's what's in the air.
Size came into the equation, too. The commissioners refuted evidence from plaintiffs on the impacts from concentrated animal feeding operations and arguments that these hen houses are too big for the area. Lund pointed out that the state doesn't distinguish between agriculture and industrial agriculture, and actually reminded the room that Delta County prioritizes agriculture over residences in its master plan. Ultimately, Lund says there was a lot of new evidence on both sides, but it didn't change their decision.
We went through all of that, and basically we came down to the same place that we were before, or similar. What we've done, the conditions that we have put in place and monitoring those, is working.
After the decision, henhouse opponents, like plaintiff Susan Raymond, and proponents, like Barbara Hewlett, gathered in the hallway to discuss their views, but with a bit less rancor and heat than previous exchanges at public hearings.
I cannot believe that when I live across the street from Foster Farms, from here to there.
They have maybe 4 fans on there. This is, these fans are 6 feet tall.
Baloney, each.
Come up and watch. I invite you to come up.
Hewlett supports the commissioner's decision and says they followed state law.
People have the right to farm in this state. It's an agriculture state. It's an agriculture county.
Raymond says that she and the other plaintiffs have no choice but to go back to the judge.
We're not going to stop. I can't. This is my livelihood. This is my life. They're taking away everything I've worked for.
Commissioner Lund says they also don't expect things to end here. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.